Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. A decade ago, music producer Mark Johnson was so inspired by a pair of monks singing in the New York City subway that he set out on a global journey to tape street musicians. 10 years on and counting, it's street and studio and a global movement called Playing for Change. Voice on voice, track on track, recorded all over the world. Zuni drums from Mexico, harmonies from the Himalayas, a backbeat and more from Brazil, Africa, Amsterdam. It sounds like peace. This hour, On Point, the music and a conversation with Playing for Change creator Mark Johnson. You can join the conversation. Are you among the millions who have found Playing for Change on YouTube, on PBS, at the Starbucks cash register? What do you hear? What do you think? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from Santa Monica, California, is Mark Johnson. He's a Grammy Award-winning music producer and founder of Playing for Change, a multimedia music project. Their YouTube video of Stand By Me has been viewed over 12 million times. He's director and producer of the documentary Playing for Change, Peace Through Music, airing on PBS stations this month. Their new DVD set, Playing for Change, Songs Around the World, is out as well. Mark Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Hey, nice to be here.
So we kind of know the impulse for this. I mean, we've seen it, you know, it goes way back. It puts me in the mind of, you know, the concert for Bangladesh and Bob Geldof and Live Aid. And, I mean, even, you know, Kumbaya, and I'd like to teach the world to sing. And We Are the World. But We Are the World was a bunch mainly of American stars in the studio, I don't know, in L.A. You've got a whole different formula here.
Right. Similar idea of trying to unite as many people as possible with music. And, yes, we've been traveling the world and recording and filming musicians everywhere.
How did it get started, and how do you actually do it now? How do you put it all together? I mean, they end up as really sort of one big global band or group, but they're not. They're in streets and corners and mountainsides and all over the place.
Right. Well, the initial idea, as you said, started about 10 years ago in New York City, and I was on my way to work one day, and I saw two monks all painted from head to toe. They were painted white. Both of them were wearing robes, and one of the monks was playing a nylon guitar, and the other one was singing in a language that I didn't understand, and I imagine most people didn't understand. But on this one day, I saw about 200 people in a subway station stop, and nobody got on the train, and everybody's watching this performance, and I see people crying and jaw-dropping and just smiling and, you know, a collection of people who normally just run by each other, and here they are coming together because of this music. And then I get on the train and I go to work at the recording studio, and it occurs to me the best music I'd ever seen in my life was on the way to the studio and not in the studio. And that's when I realized, you know, great music, great art, they're just moments in time. They exist everywhere. And we can use these moments in time to inspire people to come together. So then when I was sitting in the recording studio thinking about this, I said, well, you know, if I ever go out and try to record, you know, search for those monks and try to find music live outside around the world, I'd want to bring the studio to the people and bring them a really high-end recording studio. So I think at the time we were working with Paul Simon, and I think we remember saying, well, let's bring the exact same microphones we use on Paul Simon out into the streets and try to document these musicians around the world. But then with technology, you know, maybe we could take it one step further where we could have all these musicians around the world actually play together on the same songs.
And so you take your iPod, you show each of them the others playing as you travel around the world, and they gradually get stacked one on top and woven through the other until it is like one big global group.
Right, exactly. I have a mobile Pro Tools recording studio. Originally, it was powered by golf cart batteries and then car batteries and now little battery packs and a couple of cameras. And right, so for Stand By Me, we recorded Roger Ridley on the street in Santa Monica with a guitar and a vocal. And then we go to New Orleans and put headphones on Grandpa Elliot. And he listens to our Roger and he sings along. and then a Zulu choir in South Africa on a mountaintop, put headphones on them, and they sing on the track, and so on around the world, just to show people the ability of what we can do as a human race if we work together with something inspiring that can kind of try to bring everybody together in a world that's so divided.
The old Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller, Benny King, great Stand By Me. Here it is from Playing for Change with over 35 musicians from the U.S., South Africa, Spain, Russia, Venezuela, Italy, more. Viewed over 12 million times on YouTube, recorded all over the world. Global effort right there from Playing for Change, 35 musicians all over the world. Mark Johnson put them together. He joins us today from Santa Monica, California. And we've got a caller right here from Pocatello, Idaho. Dana, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment about what the program means for me. I heard Stand By Me for the very first time right after my brother had unexpectedly died, and someone sent it to me in a YouTube link, and I remember I heard it, and I sat there and I cried and cried and cried because my brother and I listened to or watched Stand By Me as children. But I also cried because it was such a beautiful recording, and I was so sad that my brother was never able to hear something by, you know, regular people. And it was just a really devastating and moving and phenomenal experience, and ever since then I've just been a huge fan, and I just wanted to say thank you for bringing that song to me in a totally different way and a really, really tough time in my life.
Wow, that's beautiful testimony, Dana. What did it mean to you if you saw it on YouTube? You saw the visuals also, where, you know, you're seeing in South Africa, you're seeing in Spain, in France, these musicians all pitching in. What did it mean to see all that backdrop, to know that it was sung, put together all over the world, Dana?
First, it was amazing that it was even possible technology-wise. It was kind of exciting, but it was also, I was just most sad when I saw the New Orleans version. I don't know why that part especially was, you know, the hardest for me, but it was, I just kept thinking about that my brother would never be able to see this or hear this, and he totally missed out on that, and that was just one of the many things that, you know, I'm preparing to get used to him missing forever. And so it was just, I don't really know how, it was kind of a mixed emotions of, wow, I can't believe they can do this, and holy cow, he's just missing such an amazing thing, yeah. Just even small things, you know?
Dana, say your brother's name so we can remember him as you hear the music.
Oh, his name is David Clemens.
We're sorry you lost him, but we appreciate your call today, Dana.
Thanks.
Mark Johnson, there's one of those 12-plus million that you've reached with Playing for Change.
Right, and that's, you know, really on the most deep level of what this whole thing is about. It's just reminding people, you know, here we are today, and we don't know how long we'll be here. So, it's about trying to do something inspiring for each other while we are here. And truthfully, this project is kind of dedicated to people everywhere, everybody who's come before us, everybody here now, and everybody yet to come. Just to say, listen, as a human race, we acknowledge each other, we believe in each other, and that's really the motivation behind this. So I'd like to dedicate everything to David and just let him know that he's not forgotten with a project like this. This is about trying to remember people, to remember our humanity and all those people that have cared for us.
And I agree with Dana. I mean, the shots of Grandpa Elliot, a marvelous-looking blind musician in New Orleans, there in the famous square along the river, singing, really moving. You're going on tour. He's going on tour with you this fall.
Grandpa Elliot, yeah, he's one of the great ones, and you know, been performing on the streets of New Orleans since he was six. So really embodies so much of what we're talking about, just so much heart and soul, and just bringing joy to people every day that walk by, and trying to give people hope as they're coming walking down the streets all over the world. And so Grandpa is one of the members of the Playing for Change band. Sort of the next chapter in this project is, after we've been traveling the world, we've now been uniting a lot of these musicians together to create the Playing for Change band, where you can actually see this tangible example of musicians all over the world coming together for the common purpose of trying to provide unity, inspiration, and showing people that You know, although we're all different all over the world, we have a lot of things that we can do together.
I don't know which is more impressive these days. I mean, it'll be fun to see them on stage, and they're going to be, you know, right on Boston, Northampton, Albany, New York, Cleveland, Toronto, Ann Arbor, Chicago, right on. You can see the tour schedule at our website, onpointradio.org. But, I mean, having a bunch of these wonderful musicians on stage is great. But I got to say, the technology here, the difference between this and the old We Are the World thing, to see them, you know, really right outside their homes singing, but in effect singing together is one of the things I found most powerful about it.
Right. Well, it was important to record everybody in natural environments, preferably outside, you know, where there's no separation between music and people, where somebody can play a song, somebody else can walk by and have a life-changing experience at any time. So the idea was, you know, put as many of those together around the world to show people, you know, first the power of music, but also just the fact that look how different all of these backdrops are and these cultures, and they're thousands of miles from each other. But when it comes time to doing something positive together, anything is possible.
We're going to hear much more about Playing for Change in this hour. The music, how they do it, and what it's meant for those who participate. For those who've heard it, Mark Johnson, the creator, Grammy Award-winning producer, joins us today from Santa Monica, California. You can join the conversation. Have you caught up with Playing for Change? Are you one of the 12 million who've watched their Stand By Me clip on YouTube? What do you think of the effort? Can we sing our way to peace, love, and understanding? Does it help, at least? Here's Talking About a Revolution. Of course, Tracy Chapman wrote it. Now Mark Johnson's Playing for Change has it sung from all over the world. You can join us, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Ready? One, two, three.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about a new kind of world music laid down track by track for peace. Mark Johnson records track by track worldwide, then mixes it all for a cause. The new CD, the DVD, the whole program, really, and it's now a foundation supporting artists around the world, is called Playing for Change. Behind us right here, Better Man with Keb Moe out front. Legendary Delta Blues singer. Let's listen for a second.
Am I gonna make it? Some way, somehow. Well, maybe I'm not supposed to know. Maybe I'm supposed to cry. If nobody ever knows the way I feel, that's all right.
Keb Moe gets us started, okay. And pretty soon the whole world is joining in. You can join our conversation this hour. What do you think? Can we sing our way to peace, love, and understanding? Does it help? Is this kumbaya in a new wrapper? Is it different when the technology actually gets everybody all over singing together? We're at 1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Hank in Mooresville, Vermont, you're on the air with Playing for Change and Mark Johnson.
Yes, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say, for like 5 years, I wanted to see Lady Sis back in Baza, and I probably saw him this winter at the Flynn in Vermont, and it was just so awesome. It was such an emotional thing to watch him out there dancing, playing, spreading just their beautiful music, and just brings a calmness to everything. And I think we should maybe send them to Iraq and Afghanistan just to sing through the streets and bring joy, I guess.
Yeah, they're amazing musicians.
It's a great observation. Yeah. Hank, does it work, though? I don't know if you're old enough to remember, you know, the lineage of this. I mean, to me, it really does go back to the concert from Bangladesh and We Are the World, even, you know, Coke ads, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing and Live 8. Does it work, Hank?
It does, but you got to think that those places were back where the war wasn't being fought and stuff. You know, if people don't talk enough anymore. Communications is dying, mm-hmm. You know. We just too much assumptions in this world. And don't communicate enough. And that's why I think Obama's sit down and talk thing with you know, the Iranian president there is a good thing. You know, let's talk about things before we get into a fight.
Let's talk. This wouldn't be a bad soundtrack. Hank, thanks for calling. Let me get one more right here.
Yeah, thanks,
Mark.
Hank.
Yeah, here's Susan, Chesapeake, Virginia. Susan, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I want to thank this gentleman for what he's done. I did not see this on YouTube. I saw it on TV, and it struck me that here was a song being sung. I knew the melody. I didn't know all the words in other languages, but it was the same song that everyone was singing, and that's a universal language. And I thought, why can't we? This proves that there's so much that unites us as human beings, but somehow we focus on the differences, and it just was so revealing to me. And I just want to thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for getting the whole point of it.
Heartfelt and straight to you,
yeah.
Mark. And Susan feels it. And, you know, we hear Hank saying, take it to Afghanistan, take it to Iraq. How about it?
Yeah, I mean it's important to realize that this isn't some fantasy that we're living in where we're trying to bring peace to the world. I mean, inspiration and positive things exist everywhere, all over the world, every day, and they're just as common as the negative things. And, you know, it's important that, you know, if we live in a world that divides us, well, let's make things that connect us. And that's really what Playing for Change is trying to do on as many deep levels as possible. You know, it's not just about all different cultures coming together. It's also just about the human spirit, and that we're all here on this planet together. So let's try to make as Kev Mo's saying, let's make the world a better place.
You've been out there working on it for more than 10 years now. It definitely makes wonderful music, wonderful art, wonderful visuals. They are absolutely global, and not just the fancy stuff. You're all over. But how does it really work? Does it really work? I mean, how does the weave go from the Starbucks cash register where you're selling this, or the, you know, the documentary on PBS, into real human relations? Have you seen it? Can you testify, Mark?
I have. I have seen it all over the world. That's why, for me, there is no doubt. I think that the main thing is that, you know, it's important for people to see people all over the world, from different cultures, religions, races, political points of view, different economic status, all being able to do something positive together. That shows us that here we all are together in this world. We share this world. As one of the musicians in our film says, this world is ours. It's not his or hers or theirs. It's ours. And so with positive things like music, inspiration, and it also gives you, you know, sort of a different way of looking at the human spirit. Because, for example, we were playing Talking About a Revolution. Mm. Well, the guys singing that song are refugees from the Congo. And instead of talking about the tragedy of the Congo, you can also talk about, you can hear the importance in their voice. You can hear the conviction. You can hear the importance, but you can also feel it becoming connected to everybody else around the world. So it's not just about tragedy in Congo. It's about human beings sharing the world, and what are we going to do for each other while we're here. And I think also the other thing about peace is it's just as much about a state of mind, you know, human consciousness, as it is about one day where there's no violence. I mean, I think that everybody can watch these videos, feel more connected to the rest of the world, care more about themselves and then other people around them, and that's making the world a better place.
The Lord knows the Congo could use a revolution away from the pain and violence that they've seen so much of there. Let's go to Saranac Lake, New York, and Jim. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Very well. What do you know?
Well, Tom, I heard about Playing for Change a couple of months ago, and I think it was on a North Country Public Radio program.
Great.
So I had it ordered for me at a record store here in Saranac Lake, and when we got it, we realized that there was a DVD in it, so we put it on at the store, and we had people coming in off the streets to watch it. And then it turned out to be one of the most popular CD DVDs that store has ever sold.
Wow.
He sold more copies of that than just about anything he ever had in the store before.
You've got a role going on right there. What do you think it is about it, Jim, that brings that kind of response? How do you hear it?
Well, the quality of the musicianship is just superb. I'm familiar with most of those songs, and I would have to say that those versions are probably the best versions I've ever heard of any of those pieces of music. but also the fact that music is such a universal language, and that all of those people from so many different cultures have so much understanding for one another through the music.
Jim, thanks very much for your call. Mark, there's
thanks,
a tip of the hat from Saranac Lake, upstate New York.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim.
That's great. You know, you started out with street musicians, and there's some incredible quality in their play. I mean, I wonder what it's left you as a professional music producer thinking about the distinction we draw between studio musicians, street musicians, you know, pros and the guys on the corner. How do you look at that now, Mark?
Right. Well, we started off with street musicians because it was important to get back to the roots of music and of the people. You know, and the street musicians, one, I think the biggest thing I learned from them is maybe we should reevaluate what we call success. Because here these people are, their goal in life is to go out and play from people every day. And they do that. They walk out into the street. And as Roger Ridley, the first singer in Stand By Me, said, he said, I'm in the joy business. Mm. I come out here to bring joy to people. So here they are going out every day playing music for people, and somebody can walk by having a bad day and walk by a performance and feel completely different about themselves and the world as they walk by. And then, you know, there's no filter between them and an audience. So it's just one heartbeat to another heartbeat. And I think that that is about as profound a level of communication as we've ever had on Earth. So to me, street musicians are the epitome of success. And that by making, you know, art for art and for music for humanity, you know, that's something that we all need to learn from.
Their passion ended up drawing in some very big musicians. We heard Bono earlier. Also, Rocky Dewuni out of Ghana,
yeah.
A reggae singer, songwriter, has been called Ghana's Bob Marley. Here, he's going to join us in just a second, but here
Great.
He is on Bob Marley's War No More Trouble with Rocky Dewuni.
Healing a brother.
War.
Destroying the country.
War.
For nothing.
War.
For nothing. They don't take care of an younger brother. We don't need no more war.
Some winning, some losing, some dying, some crying, some sing.
We don't need no more trouble.
Rocky Dewuni, not to mention Bono and musicians from Congo, India, Zimbabwe, Israel, all there and more on this version of Bob Marley's War, No More Trouble. Rocky Dewuni joins us today, part of Playing for Change, joins us from Los Angeles. Rocky Dewuni, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You're a big star in Ghana and way beyond. What got you involved in Mark Johnson's Playing for Change project? Why did you step in and sing here?
Well, for me, you know, it is the honesty of the intention, you know. And, you know, just being from Africa, I've really seen the importance of, you know, music as a tool for change, you know, because even in the traditional African setting, you know, wherever you go to villages, you know, people, you know, who, you know, are beset with poverty and, you know, daily hardships and stuff. You go and once a single song starts, you see that everybody just glows, you know what I mean? And it just creates this, I think, connection that it's so organic and pure, you know. And Mark was, I believe, was able to really capture the sentiment in a much more global sense, you know. So when, you know, Mark, you know, first, you know, showed me, you know, visuals and recordings of the project, I just felt that, you know, it was just something that my path to has been always, you know, really trying to go forth and use music, you know, to connect people around the world and also, you know, really try to, you know, find, you know, the lines that bring us together rather than the lines that divide us, you know. So it was a natural thing, you know, and I just felt that, you know, it was the world that we were moving into, because America had also elected President Barack Obama, and I felt that this whole notion of, you know, stressing togetherness, racial harmony and equality among people all around the world, this was the era of it. So I just felt privileged to be part of it.
Rocky, as a musician, let me ask you, you know, what's it like? I mean, Mark shows up, he shows you on his iPod, the little screen, you know, the video of others performing, and then you've got to play in from thousands of miles away, disconnected in time. Is that easy? Is that hard? Is that different from playing in on a stage or in a club? What's it like?
Well, I think that the whole thing is just the power of music to really transcend boundaries, you know. I mean, you know, he who feels it knows it, you know. When Mark showed it to me, and it's also Mark's enthusiasm, which is, I mean, I would say it's very infectious, you know. I mean, when he played it to me, I mean, he had this glow, and I saw in his eyes that, you know, this man had been working on this project for a long time, and his intention was really real, you know. So, you know, it just really right away translated to me, and I really saw the importance of it. And then it also happens that around that time, too, I had, you know, I was going to all these events and parties, and everywhere I went, you know, I mean, I met T-Bone Burnett at an event, and the first thing he told me was, you know, have you seen this video? It's called Playing for Change. Mm. And I had heard it from two people earlier on. So right afterwards, I was like, you know what? This is an evolving revolution. You know, this is part of something that we have been waiting for a long time. And as a musician from Africa, too, who represents people who have real problems and real issues and confront, you know, these things every day, part of their reality, I just felt that my, you know, my role in it was just, you know, was the reason why it really came to me. So, you know, it was really a natural thing. And I think, you know, as we can see right now, looking back at it, that, you know, everything that was done right. Mm. And that's why, you know, it's such a successful project.
Let's hear a little more of your contribution. Here's Peter Gabriel's Biko, featuring Rocky Dewuni of Ghana, along with Keb Mo, a youth choir in Northern Ireland, instruments from India, Ireland, Biko.
But you can't blow out a fire. Once the flames begin to catch, the wind will blow it higher. Oh, Biko.
Oh, Biko. Rocky Dewuni with us from Los Angeles today. Rocky Dewuni of Ghana. Deb in Rockport, Massachusetts. You're on the air, Deb.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I first heard a little bit of the music on NPR, and I ordered the DVD, and I've had a rough year. You know, I lost the house, they towed the car away, I'm out of work.
Oh, boy, yeah.
When I was watching the DVD, I watched it three times through, and I wept three times through, and it wakened up my heart again. I've been feeling really sort of dead, and I realized I'm alive with those people in the world, and where there's that kind of music together, there is hope. And then...
yeah.
I sent the DVD to my best friend, Elaine, whose partner of 25 years had dropped dead a few months ago, and she wouldn't even leave the house anymore.
Mm.
And she watched it, and she called me up weeping, and she said it made me feel alive again for the first time since Tommy died.
Wow.
Wow.
Mark Johnson, you had an impulse that's clearly touching people. I mean, people can be cynical. They see it at a Starbucks cash register, but we got testimony after testimony from hearts really touched here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing that I did learn traveling around the world is that everybody in life has had to persevere through something. In that lies our humanity, and music is the best way to get to that and help us open up to each other. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a tribute to everybody who's been here before us and everybody who's here now. And, you know, this is really about moments in time and just showing people here we are alive on this planet. Let's make it a better place for the kids tomorrow.
What about the kids in Ghana, Rocky? I don't know if they're going to get to hear this, do they?
Well, I mean, it's been premiered in Ghana, and, you know,
people
just love it, you know. Because, you know, it's all around the globe. I mean, I just got back from a tour of Europe, and, you know, really playing in different places, you know, and just you can feel in the air that, you know, people want a change, you know. We want to move from a world that was built on fear into a world that is, you know, built on hope and togetherness, you know. And it's such an innate craving that, you know, you can see it from the ghettos to the high places in the world, you know. And I feel that musicians, you know, we are kind of the current torchbearers. You know, back in the days, it used to be maybe you call them prophets or whatever who were expressed the sentiments of the society. And I think musicians, we carry that right now. So a concept that really unites all this, in an organic way, in a focused way, and in also a very honest way. I think it's really just, you know, it's really a natural thing. You know,
Rocky Duoni, it's great to have you. Stand by. We're going to take a short break right here. Mark Johnson, we're listening to Playing for Change. Here's Hakama Africa. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're listening today to a new kind, maybe, of world music laid down track by track for peace. Mark Johnson records track by track worldwide, then mixes it all for a cause. It's called Playing for Change. He joins us today from Santa Monica, California. Playing for Change, songs from around the world. Their CD, DVD set is out. You may have seen the documentary on PBS recently, still playing around the country. Rocky Duoni is with us as well today from Los Angeles, Ghanaian reggae singer, songwriter. He's been called Ghana's Bob Marley. You can join the conversation. What do you say to Mark Johnson on his Playing for Change journey? Rocky Duoni on his contribution. Is this a Starbucks sensation or something deeper? We're at 1-800-423-8255. 1-800-423-TALK. Let's get a call right here from Middlebury, Vermont, and Connie. Connie, you're on the air. What do you think, Connie?
I'm over 80, and I was about, maybe one payment away from getting rid of my television when I stumbled on this show. And Mark and Tom, I was blown away. I thought it was the most marvelous thing. My only fear was that I have to, so many people to tell, you know, as an ARP member, I will get out there because I think everybody's expressed it beautifully. It gave you hope. The music was marvelous. I loved jazz, and I loved everything about it. And I thank you so much for airing this program, which I listen to all the time. And I will watch for it on my public television station.
That's good. AARP for Playing
so
for Change. That's great. Connie, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And Mark, I want to keep this music in our ears. It's so wonderful to hear. This is Chanda Mama. Tell us about it, Mark.
Okay, Chanda Mama. It's a song around the world that we did. It's a folk tune from southern India, from Chennai, India. It's when we
formerly known as Madras,
We started it in New Orleans and traveled around the world and actually brought them their own song to sing on.
So you brought it back to them, tracked them in with musicians from Israel, Argentina, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Portugal, Congo, Cuba. Wow, that's a lot of tracking. How do you actually do this? You've got a quality of sound here that we don't associate with streets and hillsides.
Right. Well, what we do is we have a mobile recording studio and a couple of cameras and just, positive intentions and really just trying to make everybody feel good and comfortable when we show up in these far-off locations. And, as one of the musicians you had mentioned earlier, Keb Mo, he had told me a long time ago, he said he's been a great friend and mentor to me for a long time and a big part of this project. Mm-hmm. And he said, sound is a feeling first. If it feels good, it'll always sound good. And so I think that by making people, be a part of something bigger than ourselves, everybody felt good about it. You put microphones in that direction and great things come from it.
But I don't hear sirens. I don't hear, buses clattering by. Do you filter that out? Do you block off the street? I mean, how do you do that? Track after track, you could have a lot of messy sound from around this old planet before you were done with it, one song.
Right. I mean, it's a combination of technology and destiny.
Here's Love Rescue Me from Playing for Change.
Many strangers have I met on the road to my regret. Many lost to seek to find themselves in me. They asked me to reveal their thoughts they would consume. I said, love,
Love Rescue Me, this one with the Omagh Community Youth Choir of Northern Ireland at the heart of it. Mark Johnson, creator of Playing for Change, is with us. Rocky Dawuni, Ghanaian reggae singer-songwriter who's big on the album, but there are an awful lot of musicians here from everywhere, every kind of street corner and you name it, mobile studio. Mike in Chester, Vermont, you're on the air, Mike.
Hi, Tom, Mark, and Rocky. Just a wonderful topic. I just wanted to say I'm a music teacher in Vermont, and I've shared Play for Change with my students, and just trying to understand it and study it. And we were talking about how modern technology has made this possible. It seems to me that it goes along with the philosophy of what we're calling Web 2.0, that everyone can play. YouTube, Wikipedia, the comments like no one is as smart as everyone, maybe we could say no one is as talented as everyone or as passionate. So it gives the opportunity for anyone and everyone to have a voice and awareness of, you know, the big picture. And the other, I would love for you to talk about that a little bit, and also I would like to make the suggestion that you might do one with kids around the world and give them
right.
a voice, because kids are wonderful singers and they might touch people's hearts just as much.
We got kids right behind us right here, but yeah, Mark, the technology front, what do you say?
Well, right. I mean, I think it's like the strength in numbers. You know, people all over the world, you know, get divided by so many different things, you know, and even beautiful things, you know, in religion and political sort of things seem to divide people, but music gets to the sentiment behind the words, you know, where we recognize the human spirit in each of us, and I think that this was really a chance to give a voice to the human race, to really just say, you know, as one of the musicians says, you know, no matter who we are, no matter where we come from, we're all united through music.
Rocky, you know, technology is the essential spine pulling this all together, but you know very well, in Africa and many other places, technology also kills. I mean, where's the greater weight here, Rocky?
Please, the question again. Yeah.
Well, technology, you know, is the thing that allows this project to happen.
Yes.
Mark can take his iPod out, he can take this great recording equipment out, he can fly all over the world and pull this together in a new way. It's almost like a kind of Wikipedia, everybody throwing in their verse, their harmony, their instrument. But technology's also got a big downside that we see in weapons of destruction and all the rest. I mean, looking at it as an African, how do you see the balance of creation and destruction, of harmonizing and disharmonizing in the technology that makes Playing for Change possible?
Well, for me, you know, and every kind of power, be it technology, you know, it has to be utilized with, you know, responsibility. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that, you know, with this era, you know, where we have the internet, you know, information, you know, I mean, bits and bytes, just, you know, you can connect to Africa and, you know, other places within a short period of time. I feel that, you know, it bestows on us the ability to be able to connect to each other quickly. At the same time, too, if it's, you know, messages of distrust and disharmony too, it's, you know, it's going to be able to be disseminated quickly too, you know. So I think that is why projects like this become very important, whereby we focus mostly on the consciousness of people, you know, that we can really be able to promote, you know, a race and a people that are focused on whatever power we have to utilize it for upliftment and also for peace, and also to find the goodness in us. And I think if we can be able to be successful in doing that, then we solve the fundamental problem of being afraid of whatever tools every generation gets. So technology then can be utilized for, you know, purposes of empowering humanity, you know, investment in, you know, clean energy, sustainable energy, also, you know, empowerment of women around the world, you know, solving water issues, you know, and you know, because I have, you know, just through my travel on the ground and working with, you know, organizations like UNICEF, RED, on AIDS issues and water issues, I've seen that, you know, these problems are so, I mean, you see them, they're so daunting, you know, and sometimes technology can be the means by which you can at least get a semblance of solution to these problems. So technology is good, but it's just a matter of who is wielding it. And that's why it's very important that the message of consciousness and people doing right to each other is very important, so that if we're able to seed that, you know, that energy around the world, then we know that whatever new, transformative, power we get, we will be able to utilize it just for upliftment of everybody around the world.
Heaven knows we can use that uplift right now. Here's Fannie Mae from Playing with Change.
No, I ain't in trouble, just a lot of misery.
Fannie Mae with Grandpa Elliott, street musician, blind street musician from New Orleans with his regular perch there right out front. And then from all around the world, he's got this great penumbra of white hair and eyes kind of set on God, Mark, in his blindness. But I wondered, how does that play when you roll that out in the Himalayas or in India? I mean, this is not exactly... This is American music to the bone. How's it play when you ask people to, chime in France?
Right. Well, this song here is an example. It's just a little taste of actually the Playing for Change band. So this is live, and this is all of the musicians coming together. So it just gives you guys a taste of what you would see if you come see the Playing for Change band this fall. And, the truth is music is the universal language. It doesn't matter if it's a song from any part of the world, any continent, any culture. People feel the heart of it, and... that's what makes music exciting, too, is what would happen if we added a sitar to the blues, or what would happen if we added, a violin to some other song. That's what makes it exciting, and you can kind of create something new with this process of, discovering musicians around the world and putting them together on the same songs.
Most of this is quite Western music, quite familiar pop music, Stand By Me and... Don't Worry and Better Man and The Change Is Going to Come. Have you thought about letting sort of the song origins go global as well more?
Definitely. Again, this was just a door opener. We're still traveling the world. There's many more songs around the world to make, more cultures to include. But, when we were recording musicians in northern India where the Dalai Lama lives, we were recording Tibetan musicians. And we were thinking, how are we going to get all these different sounds to fit? And I remember walking down the street and hearing these three brothers called the Exile Brothers playing acoustic guitars. And it was sort of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash of Tibet, which gave us a lot of hope that we'd be able to add them to these songs. And then also, you see this little music store and it's got all Tibetan CDs. And in the middle, Bob Marley Legend. So, we wanted to use... Yeah, he travels well, and we wanted to use songs that kind of open people up to this concept, so we did choose more familiar songs, but now that we're all into this concept together, there's nothing we can't do now, so we'll be doing more songs around the world.
Liz, Rossi, New York, you're on the air, Liz.
Mark, I want to thank you so much for opening the door. I was sent Stand By Me in an email, and I was so impressed that I ordered the DVD and the CD, and I decided
thank
to use
you.
It in my small rural community. We have a labyrinth, and first we watched the DVD, and then I played the music, and people ages 27 to 80 walked or danced through the labyrinth, and afterwards we talked about it, and we had tears, and one of the comments made was, I realized we are all connected, but we were moving differently.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And people we discussed, why are we in tears? What is happening? Besides the quality of the music, I think it is just that it helps us realize that we are all connected and how profound that is. And I thank you. I'm going to keep using it and spreading the word.
It matters
well,
to remember.
You.
That's great. Thank you, Liz. Lila, yeah. Virginia Beach, Virginia, you're on the air, Lila.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a thought that I think it would be lovely if this DVD was made available to the president, because I think Obama needs some hope, too, right now.
Could use a little up soundtrack in the White House, maybe, Lila.
That's right.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Nick, Nick in Reading, Massachusetts, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Big fan of the show and of Playing for Change. And I just wanted to say I found out about Playing for Change from an English teacher who gave me the DVD because I'm not only a musician, but I'm also going into broadcast journalism. I'm in my second year at UMass Amherst right now. He thought that it would be a great, you know, tool for me to use to learn how to interview people and talk to people, as well as, you know, be able to experience the music and experience the connection. And he told me that he was he knew somebody who was on either one of the directors. I'm not sure if it was you, Mark, or if it was Jonathan Walls. But he knew one of you from college, if I'm not mistaken. So,
what is the teacher's name?
John White.
John White.
Hey, the world gets smaller and smaller.
Well, thank him for us.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Give us a moment, Mark, from your recording around the world, a moment that sort of captures how this draws people in, musicians especially, how it takes them, takes us somewhere.
Well, I mean, you know, for example, we're talking about this earlier. We were talking about this piece idea and is it tangible? And, you know, one example, we were playing Biko and you could hear in the background the Omaha Youth Community Choir. Mm. And this is a choir
Northern
that was
Ireland.
Formed. Mm. Yeah, in Northern Ireland. And they were formed in 1998 after a terrorist bombing. And, you know, the town had been very divided, different schools and between the Catholics and the Protestants. And, you know, there was hundreds of years of division. And here this guy, Daryl Simpson, forms this children's choir. And he says, okay, you know, in order to be in the choir, I want the parents have to be involved in the board. And once you offer people like that an opportunity to, A, use music, and, B, have some form of transcendence, where now it's about more important than themselves and their problems, it's about their kids. And now you go to Northern Ireland and you see this choir and they sing and, you know, now they're best friends and they have sleepovers and the town is a beautiful community and there's no more division. And it's about as clear an example of, you know, as much division as we've ever had in the world. All it takes is inspiration and the faces of a child to remind us and to humble us to get over our differences and come together.
Inspiration really does count, and you deliver a planet full right here, and we're really grateful for it.
Thank you, Tom.
Rocky Duwuni, Ghanaian reggae singer, songwriter, all over Playing for Change and Wonderful On It and Beyond. Rocky, thank you so much for joining us from Los Angeles today.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you, Rocky.
Just great to
yes,
have you.
Man.
Yes, man. And Mark Johnson in Santa Monica. Great work. Keep it up. Thank you very much for being here.
Hey, thanks for giving us a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, wonderful. Happy to do it. Go out with Don't Worry. Listeners, thanks for joining us. You can continue the conversation. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Get the touring schedule there for Playing for Change as well. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.